finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2007. In studio with me is Randy Kelton. The website is jurist.imprudence.com. Check it out. The site is dedicated to demonstrating that public officials are subject to the same laws as you and me. And if you've ever been run through the legal system, used and abused, there is something you can do. Grand juries were put in place to protect the public, not from criminals, prosecutors, and police. Grand juries were put in place to protect the public from the police, prosecutors, judges, and other officials. Now, if you go to that site that was designed to demonstrate just how to do that, how to bypass all the official interference and bring public officials before grand juries and put an end to the chronic abuse that they have been heaping on the public. That's you and me, folks. We the people. Now, Randy, we're talking about Steve here. Steve, can we use your last name? What's your last name? Fritz. Stephen Fritz with the infamous Bobcat. By the way, do you have your Bobcat back? You still don't have it. When did this happen? November?
October.
Of 2006, October of 2000.
They first took it in October, and we went to them last month. Steve presented these police officers, the officers to the grand jury. District attorney tried to keep him from getting indicted, and the grand jury refused to no-bill them. They're sitting here right now, waiting to see if their career ends. Not only that, lose their pension, they're looking at going to prison. They're looking going to prison for something these guys do all the time. They didn't think a thing of it. It seemed like all the time they're pushing people around with their pistols. But when Steve got in front of that grand jury and told them that they made him load that pistol with their hands on their pistols, load the Bobcat with their hands on the pistols. The district attorney said, Willie, they didn't pull them and point them at you, did they? And Steve said, no, but they were armed and I wasn't, and that was enough.
Well, they have force continuum to an interview all the way up to shooting and killing people.
Yes.
So when they start putting their hands on their weapons.
Their problem was these eight women sitting there on the grand jury, they got that part and were all nodding their head. They agreed with Steve. They were unhappy with these two deputies.
Now,
the point of the story.
Yeah.
This goes to the point of the story. There's a secret they've got hidden from us out there. These prosecutors have a problem with grand juries because those grand jurors actually think what they're doing is important. And they think they need to make a good decision. And when a private citizen brings a complaint against a public official, they get even more serious. And they feel like they have to do what's right. What I do is try to demonstrate to you how to get to them. The first time you sit in front of a grand jury and tell them your story, your whole world will change.
Well, a lot of people, when they're called for jury duty, try to shirk this. And I'll tell you what, being on a jury or a grand jury, ladies and gentlemen, is probably... In the legal world, one of the most important things that you will ever do. And, of course, the judges and the prosecutors have tried to null the effect of the jurors, whether they're on grand jury or actually in a court case, by instructions from the judge. I'm sure we'll talk about that also. Folks, we'll break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we're back. We're talking with Randy Kelton here on the juristimprudence.com. That is the website. And we'll take calls at 800-313-9443. Basically, what we're trying to weave into this story here, and the important point to this is, how do you do this grand jury to go after these public officials that, well, they're kind of abusing us and abusing their powers? And during the break, I was reminding Randy the initiative that was on the South Dakota ballot. Okay, remember this? For the midterm last November, when all the elections and all that stuff was going on, the good people in South Dakota were doing this initiative, and there was a 9-1 in favor of this passing, this initiative, to become a constitutional amendment in their state constitutions that you could walk into a courtroom, ladies and gentlemen, if it was on a traffic ticket, no matter what it was on, if it was a state court, circuit court, whatever, that you could actually walk in there armed with what? Oh, that's right, your constitutional rights, okay? All indications prior to the vote was it was 9-1 for it. When the vote was actually taken, it was 9-1 against it. A little vote fraud going on there. Folks, there was a lot of people, judges, prosecution, private entities, business, whatever, that was, well, kind of on the side of the money and the power. This is what we're talking about here, is power and the application of it, and more importantly, how to stop the abuse of it from these very protective, badged, and gun-toting people, along with their brethren, the prosecutors and the black-robed whores that sit on these benches, and they call themselves judges. Now, back to our story here, Randy.
Okay. These two deputies are now sitting, waiting to see if the grand jury is going to indict them. The grand jury refused to know Bill. They refused not to indict him and made him wait till next month so they could get more information, in spite of everything the prosecuting attorney could do to keep them from voting to indict these guys. Now, Steve wants him indicted, but I don't really care to indict him. It's enough that two deputies doing what they do every day.
Yeah, but they got his bobcat, not yours.
Yeah, that's
the point. By the way, I got a suggestion about that, Steve. They've had this since last October. Fair market value. Go to a rental joint, see what it would cost you to rent a bobcat. You already got that covered? Okay,
yeah,
he's way ahead of me there. Okay, all right.
Once we, if we get the indictment, or even if we don't, it dramatically increases his likelihood of winning a civil action. But the main point here is anyone can go to a grand jury any time. Nobody can interfere with you. Well, they can, but it gets worse if they do.
Now, my next question before we go any further. Now, you say go to a grand jury. Who is the grand jury? I mean, do you look in the yellow pages? Do you stop down at your local governmental offices? Is there a grand juror sitting there? Or what's the deal? How does that work?
You call the district clerk. Get a hold of the district clerk. The district clerk will tell you what the names of the grand jury members are.
Okay.
But they can't give you their address. The only address you can get is the district attorney. And for my part, that works out real good because I use it to jerk the district attorney around. The best way to do it is to go to the district judge who has a grand jury. Grand juries are convened under a district court.
Mm-hmm.
You go to his clerk or coordinator, whatever he calls it, the one who keeps his calendar, and ask him, when does the grand jury next meet? And what I like to do, and what I did in Steve Fritz's case, Steve was down presenting the grand jury, and I was sitting up in the courtroom. When the grand jury finished their deliberations, they came up to the court, and the foreman hands, in open court, presents the indictments to the clerk of the court. And the law says there must be at least 9 members of the grand jury present. So I got the grand jury and the foreman sitting there in a room with me. When the hearing finishes, the judge will say, does the grand jury have any further business? And right after Steve Fritz had presented to them, they came up to the courtroom and the judge said that to him. And the foreman said, no, we don't. And I stood up and said, yes, you do. And the judge said to me, who are you? I said, well, I'm Randall Kelton. Well, what business do you have with the grand jury? Well, I have criminal complaints against some public officials. And he said, what officials are that? Well, this district attorney sitting here, this assistant district attorney, you judge, district attorney upstairs, I mean, district judge upstairs, a couple of deputies, and various and sundry other public officials. And when I pointed at the judge and said, you, he froze in his tracks. He knows I just stuck it to him. And I did it to him right in front of that grand jury. And if you ever watch one of these hearings, the prosecutor and the judge treat these grand jury members with kid gloves. They are clearly terrified of these guys.
It's the people.
And when I nailed them right in front of them, the judge just froze. And I waited and I waited. And finally I said, Your Honor, I am here to request audience with the grand jury. And he sat there, and he sat there. I know what he was thinking. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? This jerk just nailed me in front of my own grand jury. He had no idea what to do.
Okay, so what did he do?
Nothing.
Nothing? He said nothing?
He just sat there. So I turned to the grand jury and said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to bother you at this late hour, but I had no other way to get to you. I tried to file complaints with the district attorney here, but he secreted those complaints from you. And the assistant over here, she lied to me about when you were going to meet. And when I said that, the district attorney jumped up out of his seat, went through the bar, and went behind me, was back behind me, pacing back and forth. I don't think the district attorney knew his assistant had lied to them when I filed complaints against him.
Boy, what you might learn when things aren't rehearsed, huh?
This is what happens. You sting these guys in a way they're not used to, and they screw up everything. I sit down, try to figure out the stupidest things they can do, and I'm generally never close. I had already got a district attorney fired before we got to this hearing. I filed against the district attorney, and I did that just to get him out of the way. And they secreted my complaints from the grand jury, so I went down, and when the grand jury was meeting, I told the bailiff, tell the grand jury I have business. And they said, what business? He said, may I tell them the nature of the business? Yes, you may. And I give him this set of complaints, and I told them, I filed this with the district attorney, and they're against the district attorney.
And the bailiff walked you in there?
No. He took those in to the grand jury. They called me in.
Okay.
And I presented the district attorney to the grand jury. The district attorney's out there not showing his face. The grand jury is absolutely the key to fixing this system. I see these people bringing extremely well-structured legal arguments before the court, and the court just throws them out. The court don't care.
I've had the opportunity in the last couple of weeks to see lawyers at work, and I got to tell you what a rigged game. Because they're bark-hearted people anyhow. You know, you have a prosecuting attorney and a defense attorney in a lot of cases, and these guys are best buds and pals.
Absolutely.
They play golf with the judge on the weekends. I mean, I actually had a judge last week sit there and say, well, I like both of you guys. You know, I know both of you. And I'm like, yeah, okay. But this is a closed loop. This is a closed game that we have been excluded from. And the powers that be that are wielding all this power and authority and circumventing lawful process here is what we're actually talking about. And the end result of this lawful process is what? Is not the misapplication of law, but the proper application of law against criminal activity. That's what the courts are supposed to be there for.
Exactly. So we as sovereign citizens, well, we have a duty. If you know that a crime's been committed, you have a duty to report that crime. Just because a judge happened to do it? The reason I pointed my finger at that judge is I had sat in the courtroom in a case I had nothing to do with and watched that judge take this woman's kids away from her in horrendous violation of law. And I'm filing criminal charges against him for it.
Well, they've got Child Protective Services. They have all these official entities or they're just there for the children. You know, I mean, this is how brain screwed people are. I mean, that they watch this stuff on the news, they watch these stories, they watch these governmental agencies, they watch officialdom from the governmental agencies and court systems, and they figure, well, that this is all right because these people are there to administer the law, not violate it.
Exactly, and they take advantage of our trust. The trick to fixing it is these officials who would play fast and loose with their legal authority, if they have to look out there and wonder which one is the one that's going to put me in front of a grand jury, if a policeman pulls me over and I'm my usual arrogant and demanding self, and he's had a bad day today, he might want to do one of those attitude arrests.
Well, I mean, the dead giveaway might be the S and the cape that you wear here, but aside from that.
Well, if he has to worry, what if this guy goes down and bushwhacks the grand jury and files a criminal complaint against me? What are they going to think of what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
It will change everything, and quickly. Every time I do this in a jurisdiction, everybody in the jurisdiction almost immediately knows who I am, what I am. And the word gets out, do not mess with this guy. I live in Wise County. A friend of mine who's a sheriff's deputy came to me recently and said, what'd you do to the sheriff? I said, well, I hadn't done anything to him lately. Why? He said, well, we had roll call this morning, and he asked who here knew Randy Kelton. About half of us raised our hands. He said, look, you are not to stop him. You are not to cite him, and whatever you do, don't put that SOB in my jail. And that's because I had stung him good.
All right. Folks, we'll take the break here. We'll be back on the other side. We'll take your phone calls. We'll roll them after the break at 800-313-9443. The power of the people, folks, we are either going to receive justice or we're going to get, well, them and just us. And never the twain shall meet. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Another program announcement, ladies and gentlemen, starting tomorrow on this network at 3 p.m. Central Time, and that will also be on 12.180 on your shortwave dial, is going to be Mike Herzog from Phoenix. Well, he's formerly of Phoenix. He just pulled into town, and he's here to stay. So he'll be doing a program from the studios tomorrow, and I already like it. He starts out with the Dixie Chicks, the latest song, the one they got the Grammys for. At any rate, Mike Herzog, he's very good at what he does, so stay tuned for that, and keep in mind that it'll be Monday through Friday, and I don't know if I'm going to leave him in a 2 to 3 spot or not, but tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m., and that's Central Time, folks. And I know that they've just done a number on us here for time changes and all that other stuff. We probably won't recover until it's time to switch back. But at any rate, tune in tomorrow. Make sure your clocks are all set right. Tune in tomorrow at, that would be 2 to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Okay, so make sure you're there for that. At any rate, we got loaded calls here. Let's go to these. Call or request contact info for Randy. Well, let's just bring that up. Well, you can tell him you're right here.
Yeah, you can email me from my website, or you can mail me at P.O. Box 1, Boyd, Texas.
One, number one, numeric one, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, Texas.
Yep, 76023.
76023. And you're spelling your last name is K-E-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Okay, first name Randy. And the website is jurisimprudence.com. Folks, there are some exciting things happening with this network. We got Mr. Cryer, an attorney from Louisiana, Shreveport down there. He's on the network on Saturdays, and this guy is literally beating the snot out of the IRS and the Department of Justice. They brought in the big guns. He fired back. So what we're doing is putting this network back together with even better information, usable information for the public out there. So keep that in mind. We're about solutions here. Let's quit ranting and raving about the problems, and let's start to fix them. Let's go first to Frank in Louisiana. Frank, thanks for holding on there.
Yeah, good to be with y'all, fellas.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it, man. I want to just congratulate these two Americans for standing up for what they did. It's funny that, and I didn't know this was happening, I had a very similar experience to what they just had this morning. Okay, I went to my local IRS office to talk to them because they said I owe them some money. And I said, exactly what he just did is exactly what I've been thinking about for a long time. I said, I want to ask you some questions on the law. I happen to know a little bit about the IRS and the laws and all this kind of stuff. So I went into the office and I took a ticket. I sat down. The lady said, how can I help you? You want to know about the law? I said, yes, ma'am. So I pulled out one of the neatest little things that everybody ought to get. It's a little tape recorder from I bought from Radio Shack. It's about half the size of a pack of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
She looked at that tape recorder in her eyes. I mean, it was like I threw a rattlesnake.
They're going on record, and they don't like that.
Well, I had a bunch of questions. She got up and said, well, no one's ever done this before. So I knew what she was going to do. She went to her superior.
Right.
Her superior comes in the office, and she literally started spinning around. She was even more scared than her, and she says, I don't know. We're going to have to call somebody about this one because, you know, we have to have an opportunity. I said, well, that's fine. You know, I said, just call them because I said I have a bunch of legal questions I want to ask you, and I want to ask you where you got the law from and all this kind of stuff. John, if you give me an IRS official – and you put him on the stand in a federal court in front of a jury, the first question I'm going to ask the judge is, Judge, could you please state what the penalty for perjury is before the jury? That's the first question I'm going to ask him.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to ask him a series of questions, and I'm going to ask him some questions that they're not going to know how to answer. Well, if you can't answer a question, first of all, you turn to the judge and you say, I demand that this case be dismissed. These people don't even know the law. But if they answer any of these questions, and I guarantee they're going to answer a lot of them wrong, I'm going to say, you just perjured yourself because here's the law. Here's the law. And it would blow the lid off the IRS so far in the fraud. And I'm not even talking about the people who are really getting your money, these private stockholders for the Federal Reserve banks who are said to be making trillions of dollars, and it's tax-exempt to them, except for a few property taxes that they pay. But the rest of the bond interest that they're paying to the tune of, it's said to be trillions of dollars, it's tax-exempt to them while they're taxing you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a violation of the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause. You can't tax me and not tax the richest men in the history of the world. If you blow the lid off of this thing, I'll tell you something. There's so many ways you can go at them, but the thing is, you got to get them under deposition and demand that they answer and answer the questions of the charges they filing against you. And that's one of the secrets. You pull them in under affidavit and say, give me the laws right now, because they don't want to do that.
Right.
I've spoken to many IRS agents, and the first thing they ask me is, oh, you must be a lawyer. I said, no, I'm not a lawyer.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call, Frank. By the way, are you listening to Tommy Crier from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time on 12180 on this network?
But I'm going. It's what time? 2 to 4?
2 to 4. He's from your neck of the woods down there in Louisiana.
I know.
All right.
I'm going to start listening to him, buddy.
Okay, thanks, bye-bye. Frank. Appreciate it. Hold on, folks. 800-313-9443. We've got to take this break. We'll be right back with Randy Kelton. JustImprudence.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I was hard up against the break and I misspoke, folks. It's not jury imprudence, it's jurist, imprudence.com. And if you want to email, what's your email?
It's rkelton at earthlink.net.
Okay, rkelton, K-E-L-T-O-N. At earthlink.net?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a email on the website, but they're changing something up, so it's down for a day or two.
Now, you're going to you're going to be down at Brave New Books, not this Saturday, but the 24th?
Yes.
Okay, the 24th, you're going to be at Brave New Books at 1904 Guadalupe, down here in Austin, Texas. And you're going to put on a seminar down there?
Yeah, an eight-hour seminar.
Eight-hour seminar.
Yes, and I've had nobody leave before I was finished. I will be giving far more information than you can assimilate in one setting.
And, well, I'm sure. I'm sure about that. because once we wind you legal guys up, man, you guys can go forever because you know your subject matter really well. And we've been always taught that we need to hire attorneys and whatever else. And in certain circumstances, I won't bore the audience with what has happened to this network, but I have had to hire attorneys and whatever else, and it's no fun doing that. But at any rate, you are going to be involved in starting something here in Austin, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what is that going to be?
We're going to start a law firm where we will represent people based on their rights. Attorneys, if you get an attorney to represent you, he's not going to protect your rights.
It's based on your retainers.
Well, he is terrified of that judge because that judge do anything he wants to.
Sure.
And if he does anything to annoy the judge, they're not going to appoint him any more clients. So what's he supposed to do?
So what? Let me ask you the obvious question here, Randy. What judge or what attorney in his right mind is going to do this? Is he not going to be sanctioned? Are they not going to go after his bar card?
No, they have a weakness here.
Ah.
I'm going to essentially be the ringer. I'll go in and soften up the system first. I'll go start filing criminal charges against these people. If you've never seen it happen, you won't believe how terrified they get when you start filing criminal charges against them. And where we have them denying someone's rights, on that website, there's a writ of habeas corpus, a 60-page document, and it walks right down due process. These are all of the things that they are supposed to do. And it starts out, if a policeman arrests you, searches you, puts the cuffs on you, sticks you in the car, cranks the engine and points it toward the jail, he has committed aggravated kidnapping and I will charge him with that. And then he takes you and gives you to the jailers who does the booking procedures. I'm going to charge them with official oppression and aggravated kidnapping.
Now, the key to this whole thing, of course, is to do this using the grand jury because otherwise they just make the little paper trail. And their evil doings just disappear.
Exactly. They'll tell you, well, we have this policy. Screw your policy. I don't work for you.
That's right.
Screw the police's policy. Screw the prosecutor's policy. I'm going to go to the grand jury. I told the one in Dallas County just recently, I'm going to go to the grand jury. Only thing you get to decide is whether or not you're going to try to interfere with me. And no one interfered with me.
All right. Tell you what, let's go back to the phones here. John in Colorado. Hello, John.
Yes, John. Your guest, I have a couple of things, and then I'll listen. I have been here 16 years in Colorado. I've never heard of a grand jury. They've done away with it. The judges, county and state court judges right here in this county, take the old oath that was found in Title 28, Section 453, and Marbury versus Madison, Chief Justice John Marshall, said judges who take this oath, federal judges, are done equal a crime as treason. Now, how about county and state court judges? I have copies of these oaths.
And you're saying, when did they officially do away with the grand jury system in Colorado?
I haven't heard of a grand jury in here in 16 years.
Really?
They won't talk about it.
They have to be there.
Nope, there's not. They don't have one. How about these judges, the county and state court judges, taking that old oath that was in Title 28, Section 453? Have they committed triple treason? Chief Justice John Marshall said federal judges have. It's never been overturned or done away with.
I'm not familiar with that case.
I've got copies of these oaths, sir. I'm going to make copies of them. I'm going to put them in an envelope. I'm going to mail them to you.
Wonderful.
All right.
I'd like to see that.
Well, John, I appreciate that very much. 16 years, huh?
There've been no grand juries in this. I call it collared raider. By communists. It's total communism in this state now.
All right.
It's bad. I'm guaranteeing it's bad.
All right. Well, John, I appreciate it very much.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I've got something going off here, and I don't know what the heck it is. Is that your website? doing the little thing? Okay.
Not that I know of.
Okay. The website, again, ladies and gentlemen, Juris, that's J-U-R-I-S.
I-M-P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E.com.
All right. You've already been getting hits on this thing. I've been watching the website, and a lot of people are already responding to this. Have you heard of this before? Were counties?
Never heard of it. Sunday I did a radio show in Colorado, and I had a lot of people call me about grand juries. No one indicated that they weren't there. I have no idea what this is about, but I will certainly find out, because a grand jury is absolutely basic to this form of government. Thomas Jefferson, speaking on Pettit and grand juries, said that juries are the absolute defense to bad law. That if the legislature passes bad law and a jury refuses to enforce that law,
right,
they have to change it. And through all this time, grand juries have been absolutely protected. A grand jury can do anything it wants to. You can give him overwhelming evidence of a crime, and they can decide not to indict.
Are you familiar with the Aeroplastics Dick Simcannon?
No.
Okay, it was a tax case. What they did with this is they brought it up in front of a grand jury up in Fort Worth, Texas, twice. Okay, both times he was allowed to participate and give his side of the story. See, folks, what grand juries are is they're fact-finding. If a law has been broken, well, then the prosecutors, they give the information as to how the law was broken, if the guy is guilty, and he should stand trial. But also, the maybe not yet defendant in said case, he's allowed to be there to offer his side of the story, to hear both sides of it, and then the grand jury decides whether a law has been broken, and then they move to indict and to have a trial. That's the whole point of a grand jury. The third grand jury that indicted Mr. Simcannon, he was not allowed to be there. So the prosecutors just got up there and lied their little buns off, and the case started rolling. They got him into a federal court and just slam-dunked him by what the gentleman from Louisiana was talking about. You know, these judges here, they control the entire proceedings. There is such a thing called jury nullification. In other words, if we got a trial going on, I don't care if it's a murder trial, I don't care if it's a trial over a traffic ticket. If the jury decides that the law is being misapplied or the law is flat wrong, they have the ability to say, you know what, cut this guy loose, get him out of here. Well, that's exactly what they violated in that procedure, and they kept coming back to the trough until they won by fixing the process itself. Mr. Simcannon is still in prison.
There's a way to go. I need to look at that, but my picture is up in the grand jury room in Tarrant County. A friend of mine's son's a sergeant, and he worked a grand jury, and he asked his father-in-law, what's Randy Kelton's picture doing up in the grand jury room, with a note that says, if you see this man, call security. I have in the process.
I thought
of,
you were talking about a nice frame picture along with the other officialdom up there. not an FBI poster.
In learning what I know now and coming to this point, I've tried about everything you can imagine. And I understand these problems with prosecutors manipulating grand juries. The answer is not taking them on at the top. It's down here at the bottom.
Where we're at.
Right. When that district attorney has to worry about you traffic ticket or minor offense, and he's just trying to squeeze a deal out of you, and you run down to the grand jury, now he's got to explain himself.
How the system, Doug, this has been so corrupted, Randy. How this system works now is a prosecutor will level any charges that he can cook up against you and then try to get you to plea bargain. Then little attorneys get together, the guy you hire, and, of course, there's the prosecutor, and they go in there and try to make a deal and plead you down and whatever else. You know, oh, the court system is so clogged up, we've got to do this. You know, we got people that are taking the easy way out, and a lot of them admitting to stuff that they've never even done. Because the power of the courts, it's like the proverbial sword of Damocles swinging over their little necks, they're going to get lopped off.
If you look through that writ of habeas corpus, that's exactly what it's about. I walk through all of the things they do improperly in due process. But I framed it in a way that says, this policeman arrests you and takes you straight to jail so that he can interrupt your expectation of fair treatment. And then the jailers, they increase the punishment and abuse to further interrupt your expectation, to frighten you, to intimidate you. The magistrates, they do that hearing improperly. You figure when you're arrested that when you get before the judge, well, she'll throw these bums out and send
right,
you home.
Right.
And then the judge screws you around, and now you're at the point to where you think you have no protection at all. And then the prosecutor gets you on bail, and he lets you sweat until you would do anything to
That's
get
right.
rid of this.
You know, either you don't have the money for your own attorney, or the prosecutor, I've seen federal prosecutors do this. They just trump up charges. It reminds me of dirty little diapers, and they keep throwing them at the walls and seeing which one sticks. And I actually know of a federal case, and these were friends of mine, that the government brought so many charges against these two individuals, they convicted them on some charges because they figured the government wouldn't go through all this stuff unless these guys were guilty. So the assumption was they didn't listen to any of the evidence given in the court. They just responded to the amount of federal charges that were brought on these two guys because the government wouldn't go after somebody unnecessarily like that, would they?
They only did that because they figured they could do it with impunity, and they were right. Nobody came back and kicked them in the teeth. The problem they have with that, it works for us, too.
Let's go back to the phones here. Bill in Alaska, way up there in Alaska. Hello, Bill.
Hello, John. How are you today?
Good, sir.
I don't want to blow too much smoke up your shirt here, but I got to tell you, this network just keeps getting better and better.
Well, we had a few slats knocked out of us, and we lost a good crew of 9/11 stuff, but you know what? I'm reprioritizing here. I think 9/11 is going to be the JFK mystery. We'll be talking about this 50 years from now.
You might have a point there.
What we're facing here right now is corrupted people with authority and badges and guns being waved in our faces, North American Union. We're losing our jobs. We got millions of Mexicans surrounding us. I mean, my God, I feel like Custer here.
Well, I'll tell you, they haven't blown up any high-rises in my neighborhood up here, but we got a ton of corrupt judges. First of all, I called originally to get this website information straight because I was having a problem finding it, but I've got in there since you spelled it the last time. I'm just a country boy, so. The other thing I wanted to do was to congratulate you. I know you've been talking to Ralph for a while, and I'm really proud. He's my neighbor. He lives about 5 miles down the road from me.
Really?
And I am so proud that you got him on this network because he has been working so hard for so long by himself up here. And I'm just really, really happy, and I just wanted to congratulate you on you because I know Ralph, and I know if he don't want to do it, he ain't going to do it.
Well, I'll tell you something about Ralph. I talked to him last night for about 45 minutes, and I'll tell you something. What this guy has found out, it's about the information. We've been kept stupid. We're farmed like mushrooms. We're kept in the dark and fed the doo-doo, and, you know, that's how they grow us. But Ralph, you know, small world that he's your neighbor five miles down the road up there. But Ralph Winterroad, I've had him on this program before. He's done his own program on this. But the information that he's uncovered, this is going to literally blow people's minds. We're finally discovering how they've been circumventing the Constitution, how exactly they're doing it. Once we discover what they've been doing, we now know how to combat them. We now know how to take effective action against them.
You're absolutely right. And if it's only one guy, a lot of times they can get away with it. But when people start popping up all over the place,
that's right,
that know what's going on, then you get them real, real scared.
And
Ralph has been really good at this, and he's been doing it for a long time.
Yes, he is.
And I'm just thrilled that you got him on there.
Well, he called me about a week ago, and he said, he says, I want to do a show. And I talked to him last night, and it took me about 5 minutes to decide to put him on the air, and the rest of it was just conversation as to what he's been doing, what he's been up to. But very glad to have him on the network.
I just wanted to thank you and Randy. Randy is fantastic. I mean, I'm just, wow, man, this guy just blows me away. And the combination of him on today and Ralph on tomorrow, I can't even leave the house now. John, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate your call. All right. Frank in Florida. We're running short of time here. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Good to hear you, gentlemen. I appreciate it. I got the radio off now. Is there a phone number that I can hook up with Mr. Randy there?
Yes, you can call me at 940-399-9922.
All right. My concern is for some gentlemen that will fight just as hard and have put themselves on the line, and that's Montana Freeman. They've been in the federal gulag by these fraudulent back. Well, I can't even get into it. I'll start saying things I don't want to say.
I understand.
But these people need to be brought out, and until we bring them out, then we're really not doing anything because they can come and get any of us at any time.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Frank, what really is the crux of this, what the core issue here is really these federal judgeships, and we got federal courts all over our several states here, and they're running their own dog and pony show. I mean, it's a usurpation of power from the states that I have never seen before, and they're only getting worse. And I'll tell you the real tragedy about 9/11. We were talking about this today. Yeah, the tragedy of 9/11, yeah, 3,000 people died. Yeah, some criminals pulled it off, but look what they did because of that. That was our own Reichstag fire. That's the real criminality behind this. And we can spend the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years talking about this like it's the JFK assassination, when it's really who benefited from this and what they instilled after the crime took place.
They stole all the gold from the trade centers in the basement. They manipulated the stock market.
That's right.
Insider trading.
There's so much criminality wrapped up around this, it's almost unbelievable. Hey, look, Frank, appreciate you calling in. We got a break here. I'll try to get in Richard and Rita right after this break. We'll put out the information again here about Randy Kelton right after this.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We're back. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard. You there? Richard, going once. There you are.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, I was half disconnected. Well, anyway, I've wondered how a grand jury can indict somebody for a code violation. I know they can indict for a crime, violating a law, but violating for a indicting them for violating a code section seems like absurdity, mixing commerce and law together, and it doesn't seem like it should be possible to be done. Hasn't anybody ever raised that issue at the arraignment?
What state are you in?
Alabama.
Well, I'm not familiar with Alabama. But the Texas Constitution, Article 15, Paragraph 17, specifically states that all crimes, felonies or misdemeanors, go before a grand jury.
Yeah.
It's not done. I don't know why it's not done. I hadn't really got to that point yet. But it even directs misdemeanors to grand juries. So that would be particular to Alabama's Constitution and laws. I'm not sure how they work. I'm familiar with Texas law.
Yeah, generally speaking, though, grand juries, they usually deal with felonies, not misdemeanors.
Right. They generally only do felonies in this state. But
Even the felonies, they use a code section, a title in a code section, even for the felonies.
Yeah, we use Texas Penal Code. But in Texas, only felonies are presented to grand juries. But the Constitution clearly states that misdemeanors are presented to grand juries. I haven't gotten to that point of research to find out exactly how that changed, but you look at your Constitution and look at the statutes, it may actually be possible. It doesn't seem likely or reasonable, but it could certainly be possible.
Especially gun control laws. Now, they're all codes, titles, right. Sections.
Right.
And if somebody was indicted for a gun control law, That's a code section or a title.
And a grand jury is less problematic to you than a judge.
Yeah.
The judge, he don't care. At least with a grand jury, you have 12 members of your community, people like you, that aren't a part of the system.
Oh, defendants are not allowed to face the grand jury in Alabama.
That's unfortunate.
That's unfortunate.
How do they get the other side of the story? Because anybody could go in there with a broad brush, and my friend, and paint you any which way they want to.
Well, of course, that's the idea.
Well, yeah.
That makes it a lot easier.
But it also has a backside. When you go before the grand jury with allegations against a public official, he can't go before him either.
Huh.
So if you start going before the grand jury with complaints, then they're subject to the same problems you've been subject to.
All right. Hey, Richard, we got to run. I appreciate your call. I was not aware of that. How can you fix a grand jury by not having the defendant that they're in there talking about? Now, that doesn't sound right to me. Rita in Colorado. You got to be brief here, Rita.
Where I live in Colorado, our county is a corporate entity. It's got articles of incorporation. We're serfs, and they're writing it up. You know, that's what they do. They think that they can, you know, obey the law and follow it, and you just see what they do. But I think, you know, the way I have found to battle this problem is actually getting down to international law, the rights of association, and actual racism, like biblical racism. That's what we see here.
All right. Hey, Rita, I got to cut you off. We're out of time. I appreciate you calling in. I'm sorry I didn't get to you earlier. Randy Kelton, It's jurisimprudence.com. His number is 940-399-9922. He's going to be at Brave New Books on the 24th of March, and it's at 1904 Guadalupe. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.